we will speak today about the same topic as last time. But first I want to tell you that next week there won't be a Vaad, I will be in Chutz La'aretz in Yetzer Hashem. So it will be only 2 weeks around. But next week, I think you can definitely sit together because over here I pay rent. So, because there is a lot what to think about those Vaad, a lot what to think about, a lot what to dispute, which you don't have the courage to dispute with me. And you'll have the courage to speak to other people. So you can use this opportunity and come here. I pay rent side by side. Okay? So the topic is the same thing as last time, but today I hope it will be a little bit more calm. The point of this, me being excited about the topic, is not so much that the topic is an exciting topic. It's more that I feel I make an uphill battle against the tsunami, you know, because the whole world is like thinking like that. So that's very painful. So of course I would have to be calm and smile, but this is perhaps a personality issue, but I try now to be calm and smiling, and then things will be clearer. First, we have to understand that the world outside of Torah is very much matzliach in education. We have to understand that. Yeah? Even though now you look at me like bewildered, but they are very much matzliach in education. Very much. Why? There's a push the raya. Because when you look at the how are the assessments of the athletes going, so you always run faster. Is there any evolution according to Darwin that people will run faster from the 60s till now? I don't think so. But even though people are running faster, is it long distance, is it short distance, is it swimming, is it jumping, is it everywhere, you know? So weißt du euch, education is a very successful endeavor. Because sports is, let's say, the last hub where education happens. Because by sports you have to, as you spoke about that, I think, by sports you have to consider where you are holding. And I want to educate you for being a long distance runner. I will not take everyone over here which sits. But there are certain people which I would take that to have a good constitution, we could train him for a long distance runner. But I want to have a weightlifter, I will not take these guys. I will take others, because they have another constitution. So we are very much, that's a chiruch question. You think about what's there, and you think about where to go, and you think about what is the best way to go, and you make an exact plan how to do it, and it is matzliach. Definitely. It is matzliach. And then you come to Torah. And then we do understand, and that has to be a very firm yesoid. Torah is not only a different topic where you do the same thing. No. Torah is the chinuch not only different because the content of the Torah is different. Torah is the chinuch different radically. That means there's another agenda going on in the Torah. And now this we will explore. What is that? Because when you are speaking about the education outside of the Torah, it's very much education which is based on what you say, goal. That's right? Or goal setting. When you want to be educated in athletics, so we'll make time to run a kilometer or whatever it is, 1 kilometer or whatever it is, or how long you want to run, 400 meters or whatever you want. And we will see how quick you do it now. And then we'll measure. And then we'll make a plan that a year down the road, you'll be better by this at this amount of time around, you know, and we will work, and magically that thing works, and you will reach that goal end of the year when you have a good educator, you call that trainer, and when you are a good boy and do the things you have to do, then the thing works. And then the year down the road you go further and further. That's the way you train a person, and it's very much matzliach, yeah. So that's what it is. It's very much set. The education is very much set on a clear defined task. And now comes the problem, which is only, that's only one part of that problem, which in that thing there is a lot of content there which is problematic. But the problem with that is that when you are focusing on a task, on a she'ifa, you lose the perspective of the person. Because you can't have a goal about a human being. You can't do that. You always have a goal about a certain fulfillment of a task. Is it finishing a mesechta? Is it running quick? Is it whatever it is? You have a well-defined maise, or a well-defined endeavor, which is this endeavor you want to master, and then you make a plan how to master that endeavor. You know, you can have a smiche from the Rabbanut, the way we spoke last time, or you can have whatever it is. But it is a well-defined endeavor. And this well-defined endeavor makes it impossible that you see there the human being. The endeavor is never the human being. That is good for the paper. And you say, no, I want to be myself. That's good when you are in a source of some hergeshim which are not real, you know. No, that doesn't do anything. That doesn't do anything. Anything. When you want to work towards a goal, you are defining a goal which is perceivable, and this defining of a goal which is perceivable has to do something with the task at hand. That means you want to finish a mesechta, or you want to make the beginning nida, or you want to whatever you want to do. Is it in learning? Is it in davening? Is it in wherever it is? Yeah? But that's the problem, because the problem is that Torah wants to make a person grow, and not the task. And that's the problem of the goal setting. You are growing tremendously in your task at hand. Tremendously. But you are not growing as a person. And then you will tell me, no, it's the other way around. It is that when you will do the task in the right way, mimele, because a person has to do that, you know? A person has to learn. So mimele, you will grow as a person because you'll learn better. So this, for me, I can't swallow down. I can't. Nitshayach. Ani lo yichol. Because, no, whenever the topic is Aleph, then you have to educate towards that topic. You can't say, the main point is a certain thing, and it's in the drag water of something which is perhaps not desired. No, can't be. That's crooked. That's krum. That's called upside down. No. What we want to educate is a human being. It's a person. We have to educate the person. And now, all of this hype with having a she'ife and having a goal, this covers up the necessity of being a certain, growing as a person. Yeah? That's what happens. And this is not good. We have to put that back, that we are able to grow as a person. Yeah? So, the way I said last time, I think I told you about Rabban Latik, that he was learning a daf after a daf. So, someone told me that his friend, he's an older man, his friend asked Rabbi Yoshiv about making a plan in learning, you know, Hespik. So, Rabbi Yoshiv asked him exactly the same question, word by word, I told you. That's what he told me over. Rabbi Yoshiv says, why do you have to make a hespit? Isn't it interesting what it says on Omid Beis? Why do you have to make a hespit? It's interesting what it says on Omid Beis. That means you finish the page, it's interesting what it says on Omid Beis. Yeah? And he knew Kol HaTorah Kula. And magically, those people which really knew Kol HaTorah Kula, a lot of them, they were working like this, Rappel Schwarzman. Rappel Schwarzman, good can't learn. He always was wondering about having a speaking and finishing a sefer. He says, I never remember when I began something and when I ended something. I don't remember that, because that's not never the point, you know. I simply learned till the thing finished, and then I learned something else. Huh? That's rebel. You have people which work very much with his speaking. So that could be another issue. I don't want to go into the psyche of people. But it could be that the person has a natural tendency to do that, to be goyres. And then he makes a plan, not because the plan makes him learning, because the learning makes a plan. Because because that's the way he learns naturally. There are people which naturally learn with his speaking. That's the nature by them. But we don't speak about that. You tell me no. You have to make a hespek because naturally you don't want to learn. I ask people, so what? So when you don't like learning, so you don't like learning. So you don't like learning. No. But it could be for sure, that's what I said, it could be for sure that you have to have goals and endeavors throughout the time in order that you should learn. But it's very clear that this is not the point what Torah wants. Because Torah wants the person. And Torah doesn't want only the task at hand, and the person is in the drag water of that task. And that's what Bederech Klal you do. When you ask yourself, where will be my personality? I will be now a good boy, and I'll learn in yeshiva, and I'll do exactly what the people tell me to do. Where will I emerge? Then you say, you will emerge mimele, because in the end you do it. And then, vaisechosh, you did it, so the you comes out, because that's all b'dievet. No, it is lekatchila. Your personality is there lekatchila, and this has not so good consequences, this whole thing. Because when you want to be a learner, and you make yourself a goal that you should be a masmid and learn 10 hours a day. So when you are married, a lot of times your children for sure are not 100% in sync with your 10 hours learning. Yeah? And once in a while, your spouse, when you're married, also is not really about learning. Such a show. Why does my husband have to think about Mamzerim and Super Mamzerim? What's it geworden with him, though, you know? So she will be not so excited when you learn Yevomis Be'iyun and you'll tell her all your Pshotim about Nefile Shnie, and you don't cry even one dema about all these people dying, you know, on the way. So that's not really her issue. And then she turns over, and your children turn over into a shliach of the Sitra Achra. Because you have a goal. And those are like incorporations of the devil himself, you know. That's what they are. Because my nice goal and my nice endeavor, which I so clearly have in front of my eyes, that those are obstacles in the way. I have to go and be mistadar with them. No, you have to grow. And part of your growth is your savlonis. Part of your growth is your noisib olim chaveiroi. Part of your growth is your midis. Part of your growth is all different kind of things. But it doesn't say in your goal that you have to be a good bal midis or you have to have savlonis with your wife. In your goal it says 10 hours a day. Finished, you know. Finita la commedia. That's it. That's what your goal says. So, this is a disaster. Because you lost the human being out of your vision. And then the education is the education which is not what the Torah wants. That's not what the Torah wants. I now you tell me, but no, what shall I do? What will come out of me with such a derech? Because I can't plan, I don't have a plan. There, emune, or what we called last week, optimism kicks in. We are not the business. We are dealing with Torah and Avodas Hashem. So we have a 100% emune that when I do the things I have to do, I will grow. To what? Das kann ich nicht wissen. Das I can't know. I can't know, Mirosh. I do not know. No one knows. But I am absolutely positive that when I do the things I have to do, I will grow. 100%. There is no question, otherwise I'm in problem with my emune. I don't have a problem with setting a goal. I have a problem with emune. I do what I'm supposed to do. I'm a kayim the mitzvahs the way I have to be mekayim. And I say, but you know what? From that whole endeavor of mekayim the mitzvahs, there will be no outlet. Nothing will come from that. You are a pretty well-baked apikoros, you know, when you say that. No. You will grow as a person. You will grow tremendously, because that's what Torah is about. Yeah? But we are not seeing that. This whole setting a goal is one big mechitze in front of these things. Yeah? So we have to be careful that we shouldn't fall into that pitfall. Again, that could be that you need something to keep you going. That could be, which other people didn't need, you know. Rabbi Yoshev didn't need it, Rabbi Latik didn't need it, Rabbi Dov Schwarzman, Rabbi Peru Schwarzman didn't need it. So there were people which did not need that because they liked the Chochmah as the Chochmah is, and as long as it was something written that is like interesting what is written. So it could be we are not holding there and we have to work in a different way. But we have to understand those are only means. Maximum, those are never the ends. It's never the end that you have to make a pchine. It's never the end. That's why in the yeshivas, the yeshivas didn't have pchines. It's not that they didn't know about the concept, you know. The yeshivas were opening only up in the 1800s, when you want that. Yeah? And pchines in higher education was there till since whenever you want, you know. As long as education in the outside world was gone, there were pchines there. That's right. So magically, the yeshivas were not built on that. Were not. Because yeshivas wanted to make the person grow. And this is a deep machlokes. There are other problems with that too. We'll speak about that next time. But it is a big problem. You see that problem now emerging in front of you. I don't think that I say something which makes no sense. That very much makes sense. That when you are focusing on a goal, you lose the focus on the human being. And that can't be. You have to work. You have to work hard. But the focus has to stay the human being, Shaboy. So that can't go with this hype, with this exclusive focusing on a goal. That will not be, the human being will be out of the picture. Yeah? Okay? So this is the problem we are dealing with. That's the problem. And this problem has to be dealt in our education. So now, the question is where you're holding, where you are. Of course, I do not tell you, the people once in a while they hear that in that way, that I would make all the Moises change. I am not the Moised man, that's why I'm standing here. Yeah, I'm not the Moised man, and I am not in charge of a Moised. How do you run a Moised? That's not my business. My business is try to help the individual grow. That's my business. That is what I try to do. So in the individual growth, for sure, we have to put back that the human being should be there in our avoider, and not only the task which I have to master. Yeah, you see how that is a difference between being a sportsman and being a ben Torah. There's a big difference. And once in a while, I feel that in our yeshiva education or in our education we are educated as sportsmen. You know. We are very, very special in a certain task, fulfilling a certain task. But that should make people really grow. This I don't see. And I even see a problem that this gets out of the picture. So now I want only to say a beginning of that. That's not what we will speak 2 weeks, whenever we'll see what we'll speak. But I only want to say a beginning of that. Lo'olam, there is a possibility to put back a human being. But this possibility of putting back a human being is based on something which today also is very much not popular. Is having your own initiative. Yeah, your own initiative. When you have your own initiative in some endeavor, in learning or in davening or whatever it is, your own initiative is built on you. You are taking a task, a risk, case of maintenance. You're taking a risk to do something. You see, I want to do that. I take an initiative. You take your own initiative. In your own initiative, there you are there from the beginning. And we don't have that this is a big, big petach to work with yourself. That you have a difficulty in front of you, and you try to master that difficulty. That's not the question of a goal. It's not far away. It's a difficulty in front of you. But you try to master that. You try to work with that. I have a difficulty. I face the difficulty. Today, I see a lot of people, which then they have difficulties, they are faltering immediately, or they try to ship around them. Yeah, and so they literally come up, they close the eyes and they want to go through that. As long as you can keep your breathing, you know, then you are lucky and you go through, and hopefully that will go over. No, that's there in front of you in order you should do something with it. And we take no initiative. Whenever there's a difficulty, we try to be masada that. That's all, in all the areas is like this. Yeah? We try to do that. Once in a while I see you in a light when I will not speak about the topic really, but when I see you in a light when they have, for example, a problem with parnosa. So the problem with parnosa by younger light, for all the time, they don't speak at all. They are mistada with that. And when they come to speak, then they come to speak in order to have a possibility how to arrange the things that the old goal should be still there. No, you have to deal with that. You have to deal with that in a constructive way. No, that can't be. No, that's your initiative. I try to do something. I know from the Mashgiach, for example, that his writing, the Alishur Chelek Sheni, was the outcome of that he didn't have money. Yeah? He didn't have money. I saw the Alishur Chelek Sheni in Ksav Yad. I saw it with my own eyes, written the whole thing, and it says, this will be printed after my 120. That's what it says on the outside of the folder. I saw that folder. I had it in my hands. Yeah? And he gave it to read. Even I was able to read that. There were certain chapters there which are not here in the Alishur Chelek Sheni, and I don't know where they are, you know, the very interesting things there. But it was written, the whole thing was written, printing after 120. And you know yourself, when Odom Godel says that these things should be printed after 120, it will be after 120 of the great grandchild, something like this. Because that won't be. It will be, I don't know, so okay, never mind what will happen, but it will not be printed. But then his son bought a dira and he had to have money. Yeah? So he dealt with the endeavor in a constructive way. And he printed the book. That's what he did. It was because he didn't have money. When I myself was in Yeshiva's Mir, and I needed money, so I went to Haifa for Kirov Roike. Yeah? But it wasn't Haifa from today, which is a nice kehila. No, there was Bekoshi Minyan, a little bit of minyan of people, and my neighbors were throwing water on our Chnosos Sefer Torah, and the other neighbor was, I had a neighbor next door, which was eating Chometz for Pesach, or Bosor B'Cholov. The favorite food of the girl in the age of my girl, of the neighbor's girl, was schnitzel with yogurt, emes. That was the favorite food of a Jewish girl next to us. Same age as my girl. How can you stay there? I don't think that my girls are off track. That's right. I don't think so. They are very frum, you know. They are very good, educated, very frum. And no, but it was an endeavor. I had to take an initiative. I had to do something. No. Lechter, don't tell us this. No. We have to have the best cheder. We have to have the best environment. We have to have the best rebbes. We have to have the best chaverim. We have the best things in order I should be sure that my son will grow straight without any endeavor. Without any initiative. Some being passive, dragged along. The cheder, he'll turn over into Odom Godel. Yeah, you think? Do you think Rav Aaron Leib Bechinim says whether they are good bochim or bad bochim in a cheder, that's not the issue. He says it always. He only says it because he is nostalgic that at his time only two from the kid stayed frum and all the others became fry. That was Ramosh and him, you know? All the others became fry. So this is not the dogma. All the others became fry. So don't do it. Yeah? No, he always says, it's not the issue. It is not the issue. The issue is not who it is, because this is a typical without initiative, you know? No initiative there. You want to be mechanech your children with zero initiative. Zero. He shouldn't have initiative, and you too. No one has an initiative over this. And then you think, this thing will work out, you know? there'll be big people there. No. There'll be very, very small people. Because you need your own initiative. Wherever you are. So, the Rambam says it, no? Lo yishevet lady bevad, ele kol misha, not varuchoy oisoy. Not varuchoy oisoy means own initiative. That's what he says. As I said, the Rambam, yeah? You need to have your own initiative. Because the person is there from the katchila. The person is not there in the b'di'evet. It's the katchila there. I will take it. I will do it. But not, I will reach somewhere. Now, I have a problem in front of me. I take that thing by the horns, you know, and you don't do it. And then you learn, don't learn anything about your own life. You don't have, you are not knowledgeable about what's going on with you. You have no insight in your own midas and in your keuches and nefesh. And then you are standing in front of the whole avodah without any kelim, and the only thing you can do is having a task which you put a mark on it and you want to reach there. That's it. That's the only thing which stays. But this is not the way Torah wants you to grow. The way Torah wants you to grow is that you should take an initiative, your own thing. I will overcome this difficulty. I will work with that. I will do something with it. That makes the person getting further. Yeah? And today, you don't want that. You don't want. You want to be dragged. You don't want to take initiative on anything. I may say that over there are bochim, there are bochim in shiduchim too. Once in a while, it's the most ridiculous thing about shiduchim. Because a boy doesn't want to take initiative even by the shiduch. He wants that it should be 100% clear that this is the beshert. He doesn't have to decide anything. That's what he called, I have to feel a meshiche. That's what he says. Because a meshiche means that I'm so nimshach that my regesh tells me automatically I have to close, you know. No, you have to decide, my dear friend. And what means a decision? That there is a side which could say no. Otherwise there is no decision. But you want to be a human being in the most important endeavor of your years. Who to marry. That's right. You want to be a human being. And the human being is a boicher. And the boicher means that there is a side to say no. And you decide yes. That's right. It's not clear. You decide. That's above the level of the average boicher. He can't have that. I should decide. No, my regesh has to decide for me. Yeah? Has to decide for me, and I'll be schlepped into it. Kino, the regesh will stay. A great nice, you know. There's no regesh in the world which will linger on for more than 5 minutes or whatever. I don't know how long, you know. But no, that has to decide. It is a disaster. No initiative. You have no initiative. You don't say, there is something, I hold this a good thing. There's a difficulty there. Do it. Oh, no. Everything has to be clear, everything has to be clean, everything, and that's the way you want to grow. And the person isn't there, lekatchila, you see? Lekatchila, there is no person there, and then the only thing you can imagine, how will I develop further, is that I put some X somewhere which is far away, like a year down the road, what will be with me? I have the exact plan, you know. I have this and this simonim in the Shulchan Aruch, and this test, and this, and by that date I have this one, and this one, and then I will be till the end of the year, I will hold somewhere, that's what I'll do. Where are you? Automatically I'll be there, because I did it. Now that's upside down education. Yeah? So I do understand that initiative, when I would have a yeshiva and I say, everyone makes his own initiative, that wouldn't be such a nice yeshiva, yeah? I think that would burst or fall apart. But as an individual, you have to understand that you have to take your own initiative in your own life. When you have a difficulty, don't close your eyes. Take an initiative and then learn something about yourself. Do something with yourself. And that's the way the person will grow. It's your initiative in learning, you know? I only can really say to Gomorrah for myself, but I was good in mathematics, really. But I was good in mathematics, not in Cheshbon. I can't really make a Cheshbon, but in mathematics I was really good. Yeah? Internationally I was good. So I could see structures immediately. when people learn with me till today, you see it till today that I can do that, you know. And I see something, boom, I see how that is filled immediately. But that was my mathematical brain. But then I came to the Mashgiach, and then I said, I saw the Mashgiach thinks deeper. He doesn't think in structures. That man thinks in a very deep genetic way, like, you know, how things are becoming one from the other. That's something else. So I was baffled by that, you know. I have a good head, but I couldn't measure up with that man, and I wanted that. So I had to work. So I didn't say, oh, shall I do? And I went to Harav Yeshla Eitza Malasot Lo. I looked at myself and said, you know what? This is a show, you know. You take that. Do something. And I went from Sorotsky till Yeshiva's Mir, that is 20, 25 minutes. I took one thing for the Alter von Kelm, and I just banged my head 25 minutes about one thing. Pah, 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 pah. I remember, you know. It's like banging the head over and over again for 25 minutes, you know. Nochamol, 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 nochamol. Till the way of thinking changed. Yeah? But it didn't change. I now can think in both ways, you know. I can think like this, you know, like Mitzcholov, Moitzichemo, you know, again and again till something comes out. And I can think in a very quick way, you know, I see, both. But it is because you take an initiative. Not because you are high. I didn't have a goal. That was a problem. To face a problem, that's not the goal. That's a difficulty I had. And I had to work with that. But I took my own initiative. You have to make your own initiative. You'll grow. But without own initiative, you will not grow. Ah, you will learn more. Yeah, you'll be a good sportsman. Very good. Good athlete. Torah athlete. You'll run 100 meters of Gemara in 9.58 seconds. That's what you'll do, you know? Gewaldig, you know? You'll be best. But that's not the point. We don't have to do that. We have to grow. And it's depending partly on your own initiative. Okay? So I hope this is a very important... Now, I think it's very clear now. It's very clear that there is a problem there. And this problem has much deeper ramifications. We'll see that next time. It's much more. Much more. There is a hard question over here. A hard issue over here in that whole thing. But that will leave for next time. Yeah? But I think for now it's enough. And it's enough what to think. So next week I won't be. So next week you'll pass it together. And there will be someone... One or two people over here, which you can scream at them, and they have to take the battle, you know. So you can speak together next week, wherever, whoever wants to come. I pay the rent. I think it's to Ellis when people come together and speak together about Avodas Hashem. Is it exactly on that topic? Is it beside that topic? This, it's not my thing, but it's important that people should also speak together and not only listen to me. That's not so important to listen to me. Much more important you should speak. Okay? At Khan. So when we'll see each other, that's 2 weeks down the road. Whenever. Mr. Chef.